Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Luis Polonia. Batting second. The center fielder, Dave Henderson. Batting third. The right fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting fifth. The DH, Don Baylor. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Hassey. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Glenn Hubbard. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Walt Weiss. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Todd Burns. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting second. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting third. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Mike Greenwell. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ellis Burks. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Todd Benzinger. Batting seventh. The DH, Larry Parrish. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Spike Owen. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Oilkin Boyd. And now, play ball. Luis Polonia is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Polonia takes first base on ball 4. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Polonia moves to second. One out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Canseco strikes out. Two outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1-2. McGuire hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Greenwell. McGuire reaches second base with a double. Polonia scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Don Baylor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Baylor hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Boggs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Barrett takes first base on ball 4. Boggs moves to second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Greenwell takes first base on ball 4. Boggs moves to third. Barrett moves to second. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Burks hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Henderson. Burks reaches second base with a double. Boggs scores. Barrett scores. Greenwell moves to third. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Todd Benzinger batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Benzinger hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Polonia. Benzinger reaches second base with a double. Greenwell scores. Burks scores. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Parrish strikes out. Two outs. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hassey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Glenn Hubbard batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hubbard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hubbard moves to third. Luis Polonia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Polonia is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Polonia hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett fields it and throws to second for the out. Hubbard scores. One out. It's Athletics, 4, Red Sox, 4. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Polonia. The throw from Gedman and he is out, Barrett applying the tag. 2 outs. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Henderson is 0-1 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gedman takes first base on ball 4. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Boggs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boggs for the out. Gedman moves to second. 1 out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Barrett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Barrett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gedman scores. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Canseco who is chasing the ball. Evans reaches third base with a triple. Barrett goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Greenwell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Greenwell hits a line drive into right center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Evans scores. It's 7-4, Red Sox. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Burks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Burks hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Todd Benzinger is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Benzinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Benzinger hits a line drive into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0-for-1 in the game. Canseco hits a line drive into center field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. McGuire strikes out. 2 outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor is hit by the pitch. Carney Lansford batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lansford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lansford takes first base on ball 4. Baylor moves to second. Jeff Sellers now pitching. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Hassey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a fly ball into left field. Polonia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. Owen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rich Gedman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Gedman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gedman hits a pop-up towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Boggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a line drive into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Hubbard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hubbard strikes out. One out. Walt Weiss batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Weiss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Weiss takes first base on ball 4. Luis Polonia is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Polonia is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Polonia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Weiss moves to second. Two outs. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Barrett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 0-balls and 0-strikes. Greenwell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Greenwell hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Canseco is 0-for-2 in the game. Canseco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1-2. McGuire is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McGuire hits a fly ball into center field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Sellers fires to first and picks off Canseco. Two outs. Don Baylor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. he's been hit by a pitch. Baylor takes first base on ball four. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lansford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lansford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Burks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Burks hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Polonia. Burks reaches second base with a double. Eric Plunk now pitching. Todd Benzinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Benzinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Benzinger hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Burks moves to third. Two outs. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Owen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a line drive into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hassey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hubbard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hubbard hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Weiss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Weiss hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Hubbard moves to second. Luis Polonia is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Polonia is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Polonia hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hubbard moves to third. Weiss moves to second. Mike Boedeker now pitching. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Canseco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boedeker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gedman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Boggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Marty Barrett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Barrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Barrett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boggs moves to second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Evans strikes out. Two outs. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Greenwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Greenwell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McGuire is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McGuire hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Baylor takes first base on ball 4. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lansford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Lansford. The throw from Gedman and he is safe. Lansford steals second. Ron Hassey batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hassey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hassey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lansford scores. It's 7-5, Red Sox. Lee Smith now pitching. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hubbard is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hubbard hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Burks is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Burks hits a fly ball into left field. Polonia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Todd Benzinger is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Benzinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Benzinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Parrish is 0-for-3 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt Weiss batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Weiss is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Benzinger scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weiss for the out. 1 out. Luis Polonia is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Polonia is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Polonia hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Henderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Spike Owen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Owen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gedman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gedman strikes out. 2 outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Boggs is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Boggs hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Polonia. Boggs reaches second base with a double. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Barrett is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Barrett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Canseco is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Canseco strikes out. One out. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McGuire strikes out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Baylor hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Oakland Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.